Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels sitting there in white robes, one at the head and the other at the feet of the place where Jesus' body had been lying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" And she said to them, "Because they have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. Didn't know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" She, thinking that he was a gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you are the man who has removed him, tell me where you have laid him. I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means master. Jesus said to her, "Don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them that I am going to ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary of Magdala came to the disciples telling them, "I've seen the Lord," and telling them what he had said to her. May God's blessing be added to the reading, the hearing, and the keeping of his holy word. I would like to tell you a story. And you probably won't believe it, but it's true. I was there. Wait till I tell you what happened. It started about 3 weeks ago. We had a dinner at our house, mine and Martha's and Lazarus. I forgot to tell you, I'm Mary. Anyway, about 3 weeks ago, we had this dinner. I can't even remember who all was there. As usual, Martha was hanging out in the kitchen doing what she likes to do best, cook. Lazarus, he was hanging out with all the guys. Same as it is today, right? Guys are watching football or something on TV, and the gals are in the kitchen cooking. Anyway, I had this wonderful perfume that I had splurged on. And I just got the idea that instead of washing Jesus' dirty feet with water, like we always did, I'd use that perfume. I really liked him, and he was a good friend. So I started cleaning his feet, and the smell, wonderful, went throughout the whole house. And Judas, as usual, the stingiest guy on earth, except when it came to himself, started yelling at me and saying I should have sold it and gave the proceeds to him for the poor. And then Jesus started yelling back, and he said we would always have the poor with him, but we wouldn't always have him. And I kind of wondered at the time if he knew something that we didn't. Well, that kind of started it. We heard that the next Sunday there was supposed to be a parade in Jerusalem for him, and all of his disciples went with him, and so did I. And when we got there, all of the people who loved him, kids and men and women alike, started waving palm branches around him and the donkey he was riding on, and all of us, and yelling, "Hosanna, What a party we had. Then, that next Thursday night, Jesus and his disciples got together for dinner, and us women cooked and served it. And the oddest thing, at a point in the meal, he took the bread and he blessed it and broke it and passed it around and asked them to think of that bread each time they ate it together as his body that had been broken for them. Really? Well, at the end of the meal, he took his glass of wine and blessed it. And again, he asked them to think of this as a new covenant between them, signifying his blood each time they drank it together. Well, I thought that was a neat thing to do, don't you? Then, the very next day, some soldiers came. You know, everybody didn't like him. They really didn't. And I couldn't believe it. Judas came up to Jesus, and right after he had kissed him, and right after that, the soldiers grabbed him. They stripped him of his clothes, and he just barely had anything on. I cried and cried. We all did. They had made this huge wooden cross, and they made him carry it, well, drag it, up the hill called Golgotha. These soldiers nailed him to that cross. Can you believe anybody could be that mean? Well, they lifted the cross with him on it and stuffed it into the ground. And there it was in the hot sun all afternoon. There were two other guys hanging on crosses too, one on either side of him. And he took mercy on them. Even as he was hanging there, so miserable, he blessed them and said to them, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." After several hours of this, he died. And again, we cried and cried. So awful to see our good friend like this, and nothing we could do about it. They finally took the cross down and they gave us his body. It was devastating. We wrapped it in grave clothes and took it to a grave. A grave in those days, at least for him, was like a cave. The guys rolled a big stone over the front of the cave so that bad animals wouldn't be able to get at it. Well, we sat down in front of it, and we kept vigil for a while, singing some songs that we knew he liked. Nothing else to do, so finally we went home. On Saturday, I went back to that place, and others were already there, just wanting to be with him in his death. Again, we sang songs and we told stories about when we had been together with him. On Sunday morning, when I went back there somewhat earlier than I had the day before, I was so upset. The stone had been rolled away. I looked in, and the body was gone, and those grave clothes had been stacked neatly on the ground. What on earth had happened? There were a couple of angels sitting there, all dressed in white. I had no idea who they were or why they were there. I looked around and I saw this guy, but I didn't recognize him. I thought he was probably somebody that worked there. He came up to me and asked me who I was looking for. Well, I asked him if he was the one who had taken the body of my dead friend out of the cave. And he said, "Mary." Like he was surprised that I didn't know him. Well, I recognized his voice. It was Jesus. It was unbelievable. And he told me to go tell his brothers that he was alive and that I had seen him and talked to him. Now, would you believe me if I had told you that? But it was true. I did see him and I did talk to him. You know, there were times when I was with him when I thought, should I really believe that he can do all these things that he says he can? But then I know he did. That thing with Lazarus. And when he made the blind man to see. And when he fed all those people with just a few loaves of bread and some fishes. And now this. Well, trust me, I'm surely a believer. Jesus really is a special person, and we can trust him with whatever he has to tell us. Don't you agree? Well, that could have been Mary's story. It might have been. And today we're continuing the celebration of the anniversary of that event. In fact, people all over the world are celebrating. We are all just so grateful that he stays and walks with us. Remember this song? I know what you've been hearing, and I've seen you hide your fear, embarrassed by your weaknesses and afraid to let me near. I wish you knew how much I long for you to understand that no matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. As Jesus is present for each of us whenever we need him, that's what he asks of us too. Be present. Be present for each other in our joys and in our sorrows. Whenever possible, just be present. Just be there. You don't have to spew out advice or make comments on what they should have done or what they should do. Just be there and listen. Walk the road to Emmaus with them. And here's another song that I like. When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing is going right, just close your eyes and think of me. And soon I'll be there to brighten even your darkest night. You just call out my name and you know that wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you gotta do is call, and I'll be there. You got a friend. As the scripture says, Mary of Magdala was the first one to see the risen Lord. To her belongs the glory of being the first person, Mary, a woman. This whole story tells of her love for him, the expensive perfume that she poured onto his feet. She stayed in his presence while Martha prepared the dinner, She stayed at the cross all day in the burning sun. She was there when they laid him in the tomb. She spent the next day with other friends, singing songs and telling stories. She was the first one at the tomb on that epic day. She was the one who he first spoke to, who he gave the instructions to tell the others that he was no longer in the grave. Mary was the one who saw him first, who he spoke to first. To Mary belongs the glory. Some theologians have broached the subject. They think Jesus and Mary might have been married, but who knows? It doesn't say so in Scripture. It might have been so, but no one really knows. We do know from Scripture that they were very good friends. From all her actions, her intense bearing of being with him through all these happenings. Perhaps married, perhaps not. Doesn't matter, but good friends for sure. This I do know. As it says in Scripture, John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And I think that's what Jesus did that day. It's true. You can believe it. I was there. Amen.